540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Milwaukee will be under a snow emergency again tonight. The emergency ran last night through this morning. Crews say the back-to-back declarations will help them clear both sides of city streets after the weekend storm. The emergency means parking will be banned on main streets and cars tonight must park on the odd side of the road. The city didn't call an emergency Saturday night because they say snow is too heavy to reach the curbs and that they wanted to avoid more disruption. There will be no garbage or recycling pickup in Milwaukee today. Crews will instead be helping with snow cleanup. DPW says all collection workers were reassigned last night to respond to the snow. Garbage and recycling pickups will start again tomorrow, with crews working longer hours to catch up. People are being told they should put their carts out on the usual day and leave them out until they're emptied. Officials are asking people to clear snow and ice around the carts so crews can get to them. It shouldn't be a surprise that leaf collection also has been paused for now while the DPW focuses on snow. There were some online gripes about plowing, but DPW says there was a lot of snow. It was late yesterday afternoon when Milwaukee crews were able to start plowing side streets after focusing on main roads. The city says plow drivers were out nonstop since the snow hit, shifting between arterials and neighborhoods as conditions changed. Hopefully they'll be able to clear it all out before the next round. Forecasters say we could get another 1 to 2 inches today. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. With the cold weather arriving, Milwaukee is opening several warming centers. Facilities like the Guest House of Milwaukee for Men and Joy House for Families are now providing overnight shelter and services. Officials say they anticipate increased demand this winter and encourage anyone in need to use the resource. A complete list of warming centers can be found at 211 Wisconsin. A Milwaukee teen who opened fire after the 2023 Juneteenth celebration will spend a decade behind bars. Prosecutors say Arnez Lee King was 15 when he fired at least 4 shots into a crowd that was fighting on the city's north side, hitting 6 people and leaving some with serious injuries. Lee King pleaded guilty to first-degree reckless injury and several other charges. A Milwaukee County judge sentenced him to 10 years in prison and 6 more years of extended supervision. Starting this week, drivers on Brady Street will see a new setup at the intersection of Brady and Humboldt. The usual traffic light will switch to a flashing 4-way stop for a 30-day test. The city says they hope this will slow people down and make the area safer. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that 7-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickle.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a little light snow on the way mid to late afternoon into this evening. Accumulation should be less than an inch. Our high today, right around 28. The wind southwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight down to 16. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.